hing me. How hing me out of Kahamon. They think trail. Then Matton. Down a canamaton. A canadian demonic. Ukio hot no. Unukud. Hinector cray. Nibi a hair. Nerung na pahamak paruk tok do ituan. Tas tuan jika kama mayo hamawan. Iga da kamao atau iddo ha. Hiuk wakai. Inna kanakun. Hini tukikko, tukikko. Tukani kamamik agun nami waknus. In my heart, I don't know. Teko qiviar tokulak qiviarmungitsuin iqqaama qo soqtaru attau qullaara hamoo qiviar qiviar ugalaarluin hin qiviarmungitsuin kee ikkorde qatiyo doqaldo hin qortaariortorn arna akiimminyo ikkujjun Ketongan aku ini kira kan? Tahap dua ni cuma ikan itu. Kongan ini ham gedok kan? Kau ini rum dah mohon ajinang. Kau ingat zain. Kau hok tak dok tu kira? Hok tak dok tu kira? Tapi nak nak kuyak kian itu je. Jadi jodohan nak nom, jadi kalau mak, yang aku jodoh mak, ani gini dah kau, ani mak kengumun, kiri hamang jodoh tuan tu, madu aku hidak dek, tu kiri yang jodoh ni dah muka kadah kau, kemun, muka kengumun, bikun. In a social situation, I get. The Abdhama can you get a new? No, what do you get? Take a card. He could go up the Rukunera. I've only been saying, tem takano he omorin no uningiddur chitu ikka hungiddur qannikkaru idegatsi no he ogdari kaddo kanyam ngani pigun ya da tong chat no it's the na daning ngani qimu khripinga yo hay he dakka da pigun ke unna khudur da hana qattaq tuwang bassak lug durek ida inge du hanga da banga da riyanga qimme umma ha ungot chengya ngat qimme umi ihingi tuwan kama ha du dok tu kuranga de ta qoqdu magdu saya ku de ku ta qoto ku yak yak me ko te hung itso ko e hang itso an ron me ha bangari bangari thodna ge qa ha han no do haru ni ging mu ha qa ho ke bi haru i den ya ke bi da ro no ro ging mu da ma ho amma rang ma rang an ma he ma ri khon na ma ko khatre ke mu khina ri ya ke mu khu ching chuan u jo thudri ping ya hol ho ke mu khu khu in ku ya in u ha doctor di da da ku dem he ong ko u da ng thom men in u tang chu dem in ong da na ta te unik kabika unika ha kang jam de iram nan namo anything itram idak kom itraman apa kokra gena ko jamo idak ko ni dok dong do isok lang mingani damo kemu khipinga ho ha ko ngo ko to wa han nak do ya na hoy ba shak do ke kangam ma de kang ga no to ko go kro ko na me he mo mo chi da ma tu ni na ro ho chi do wa amma ga i mien ni i me khama da ma i do ga no ka i da da ma ka i ya kang ya hak da ma ni ya da ma ni ka ro unik ko ta ta ho da ko hung jo da at han hame ke je ya man do na no te ya te jan
ma ta na nuk chi da 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 ko
I'm gonna leave this running
okay once first who would just to mention that once when he was still in Sevisivik, he slept and he was about 15 then, and he remembered this dream. He saw a little girl dancing in her dress. That's all he dreamt. And after he woke up, he didn't remember it real, but sometimes later on, he used to remember that little dream. He just mentioned that now because he wanted to keep going on again later on with it. Back to his life in Sevisivik? Mm-hmm. No, not in Sevisivik. In Siorobalu. He went to Kangaduahuk.
Aku tengah nak terus terus kemenin apa kamar tu ni tu sih.
Takote duet te irwane e hamakai.
I da tak takuehi. Takunung ihanir kurano takung itripirika.
Yay.
Narungirika takang kurakunu.
Huneta.
Narung tikakutinakutinaku. Yomi nunatir tamahok.
I'm sorry. I have to ask him about this because I need to know where these sure. stories. The kana mo chikikewi igdo atahe ikumaho. Igdo kasi tasani kami.
Das atahe nakara igdo den narung kira un. Maniton.
Iye. Okay. Once he went to Kangatwahok Bodin Fuwa. Going from Siorapaluk. And going into the fjord here and going on land to Kangatwahok because there was a little difficulty by going on the ice that way. And he spent a bit of time there. And from there, again left the place and came here during the night. And he could see a house with lights in it, even it was night. So he went up there to make a little cup of tea. When he came in, because there was light in it, when he came in, there was two families living and sleeping. One family were there with a little baby, a little kid inside, between, and another family. But they didn't even woke up. And he tried to wake them up by coughing a bit, making noises, because he just came into their house. But he just started to make a cup of tea because he wanted to get some warmth. And finally he used their water. There was a pot, aluminium pot where they had water. And so he used that water to make tea to himself. And while he was sitting there and drinking his tea, there was a woman, one of the women, she just woke up and tried to make the baby to pee on the floor. But he didn't see that she peed. And he couldn't see the baby either. So he was making noises, but she didn't even
notice it.
So she just put the baby on the bed again and went to sleep again without looking at him. So he thought, okay, I'm just gonna leave again because I can't sleep because I'm wide awake even it's night. So he went down to his dogs and just left. And he didn't even look back when he came out the house. Because there was only one house here at that time. And so he left towards Siorapaluk. And when he was going on the shore, on the ice, so he was going this way, and you see this point? There he just left the land. Suddenly his dogs just went down to the ice. And he just kept going. Until he came to this point where he can see Siorapaluk, and he was getting close. It was early morning, and he wasn't cold, and he wasn't tired. Suddenly he could see three dog teams leaving Siorapaluk. That very early morning, and they were just passing him a little distance away from him. But he could see the first family was many people, and he could see the sledges was packed up very hard, very tight, high. And there was a dog coming toward him, and he could see the dog. But his dogs, they didn't care about this, all these dog teams, and they didn't see the dog coming toward them. So finally he could see it, it's adult dog, and he was wondering why it wasn't tied to the other dog team. But there's some, so it just turned around going back to the these dog teams. And he thought maybe somebody, the owner maybe called it. So it turned around to the dog teams. So he just passed them, and they were just passing each other like that. So he came home to Siobhaluk and went up home, and people were still asleep. So he just went to sleep. And during the day, he woke up finally. And the other people who live in the house, they were already awake. And so he said, I saw the three dog teams leaving this morning. Where are they moving to? But the people didn't really respond. And he kept talking a bit about these people. Where I wonder where they're going to go. Who are they? But nobody really answered him. And he thought, maybe this family wasn't either a family that way, as a human beings. Maybe I drank something water there, so I could see things other people cannot see.
Is that what we got up to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. You have a good memory as well. Now, I'm going to go to the house.
амоққайыппұд. Мәтті қаққыттені көбі өқтұрыға. Нөпөрімдіңгіну амояқтамайыппұд. Хекудің хекуғанған. Тақпауынынамуд апақтықтықты. Таңна анмұққағаңа меде има оғаныны. Таңна бұйықтыра хаттенге ғана апаққама оқыра. Ки хақайды. Таңма мәгүтірәруін. Апаққа қорай, кеткағанай, кәрімнығын, чекта оғаныны. Таңма қайынғытымаңын. Әннің әтінің мағитәдіңі. Тістіңғаны тәғаңыттан. Бін мамын тәң, нәмнәтті құқықтауынан. Таңна өмеңгі өхуам. Қанақанның хақұтық пекуа. Тәкөй әқтүрің мәк бұл. Әнә құқықтан. Бұл тәлқай тәкөй әқтүрттағы әғанайын өмеңгі өхан Тақпауға мұқырдыңу. Бүйіқшіннәрі кері атты тақпауға мұқырдыңу. Хәді яқты тақпауын әккіннің. Нұна хәді яқты. Тамуа аққаттай нағарының тақпауға мұқырдыңу. Хүңгіғаны соқ өмеңгі ұқуақтан. Хаңықтарану тахамуына. Әтші көккөн, бенер ұрға еу, апуын ұққақ, дағымы үнмама тағақ, әрі яқтық қаудық, тұңмаққыдығым, тақу тұңмаққыққа атақтығын үйтіқынмен, үпі өте еу түрдің, тақпауына қоғаты яқтығын. Тұңмаққы дұңа тәйкуңа қытқы сұқпақты өрі қойаққы ғайуңа қынуға деген мәзікіға. Хейхұрға дәуі дамуға. Хабиға тұңмаққы сұқиғадан ипаңы тұрды. Хейхұрға ғайуңа имақамуын. Тәсірі ұқпасық көрібің ақтық ағайға дамуға апымын күмін түккімін ұңда Имейдің нүттүрдөңнен аннуға хүкө. Тахама үкпүтіккен ибіңа имааттан сайғанын. Тахама анықсақ. Нипоқ-поқтүрде айтпақа айыққа қуымыңа. Хиуа құрдуа таққыда, құрды таққыда има хамуда аму. Таңнұр имақ адыққақна айықтығы үйінменің үйіппі құйт тәсені тұмыда адыққақ үшақта айтса таң. Тәні бақ құқты тұға құрақты рұңға құдар құм. Мақтыңның қақтығы ома. Хүрі анықақты әттен, анықақтықтықты дұр. Ана хақнақ дейдің. Ана хақнақ дейдің. Дейдің. Наққая айығым. Тастың баттың атаханнағы. Әккірін тамырын наққан айрын үттің. Небің әдірі тамыр өкпөтікке. Тастың. Тастың. Қақдүрия мәйпән. Қақдүрия ордақның өтті. Хел қоғамы кейін тастың. Айпаатоқтуаққай. Хүнгі ғайуа има хамуға кеккәдіңгі ғайуа. Хүнгі ғайуа, ұнақтақ бауын дәуке. Бауын мақтың зіркутасуын айлғырдың. Нақтағаму има хамуға кеккәд. Өкпөзіккерін үйің яқтауның ға қағын намаға. Көбін нақтағдасығын. Кедім айлақтыққым. Тәдің мәқтеу қара ханнарын. Хекуа хәді ханнағы үйуг. Қынмық, қынмық сайын. Көкі жүхуң өйім үйтсуғымдығы. Doing up then now. I pahai ikiyamang idakdakra. Ika kapahon ikiyin hamuk. That the out hung in the room which got hung up too. That you done doing not like here. Could you get on living up to Unica Hang? Titan at the damn milk.
Ông cấp biệt đoàn em
quá.
Oh, gee. Was it just like to seeing a what do you call it, an exciting film? Once, he also wanted to tell about what had happened to him once. The beginning of the Nunakap Nuhi.
He won't be.
Well, he still was in Ziopen.
Mm-hmm.
Once a couple from Ida, they went to the fjord of Ziopen because there was water out here to go to the store. And going over the inland ice. And stopped in a place from Siorabalu because it was a bit hard to travel by dog team to Siorabalu on land. So they left the dogs up there and the dog team just walking down to Siorabalu to buy stuff. So, Kolutengok and another man, they took them to this place just down below the dogs. With a rowboat, a huge, old, heavy wooden rowboat, because they have lots of stuff. So they also, when they got to this place down below the dog teams, so they helped them to carry their equipment or whatever, supplies, to this place. And because it's a bit far away up there on the ice, they had to sleep over there together with these people first before they came back home. So day after, they were starting to heading back home, going down to the boat. And this woman, she has said, this is last time that you see me. Is it okay?
It was getting quite dark, actually. I was
okay.
I was going to put the light on.
Yeah,
something.
It's okay. Sorry. So she kept looking after them when they were walking down.
Hmm.
And they were just looking at her once in a while again because they were just thinking about what she had said, this is last time you have seen me alive. So finally when they came down to the beach where the boat was, there was a low tide, so the boat was too far up on the land, so they couldn't take it down to the water, so they had to leave it behind and just walked home. While sometime later, there was a huge wind, and someplace So there's a man who had a motorboat, and they had took the motorboat on the land for the winter, when the ice, there was a bit ice first, so after wind, there was no more ice. So they had to go to the place where the boat was, motorboat, but it was gone when they got there, because it had been tied to the land and with the anchor and and the chain was, they were all gone because the wind was so hard. So this man lost his boat. And later on, they came back home to Siropeluk because the boat was just disappeared. So they couldn't get it. And suddenly this, my cousin, Koludengwa, and his friend decided to go up to the place where they left the rowboat earlier this spring. I mean, earlier in the fall. So finally, when they got there, they were traveling by Dokchim on land. But nothing had happened to the boat there, so it was saved. But so, and they were going by one dog team, him and his friend, and going back home. They had to travel very steep, what do you call it, cleft, mm-hmm. where there was ice on it, or what do you call it, snow. Snow on it. It's a hard snow. So they had to try to travel on that steep place. So he was going first and holding to the dogs. Okay, so the dogs and the man and the dog sled, they were a bit behind because he was making holes in the snow with his little knife. So they can follow him. But it was very steep. They said there's a seawater down below. Finally, when he was walking, making these holes, tracks for the others. Finally, he slept and he was falling down. It was very steep and there's nothing, just smooth snow. Finally, he just stopped just before he went down to the sea. He was just, something just stopped him. There was nothing real to stop him. But he just said, and his legs were hanging down just above the sea. Wow. And finally he was just sitting, laying there and he didn't even lost his knife.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just sitting there and I guess he was getting together.
Was he hurt?
No, he wasn't hurt at all. So finally, he made two holes. While he was sitting, laying down there like that, if he thought maybe if I breathe too hard, I might fall down. So he tried to not to breathe too hard. So he made two holes right beside that and just turn around and hang on to this hole on the snow above the sea. And he could hear the friend that was screaming when he was falling down. And the guy, he couldn't see him because there was a kind of a fence of snow, whatever. So he couldn't look down and see if he was safe. So he shouted at him when he was trying to get up. And he made another hole so he could put his knee on in that hole. And so he was, I'm okay. It just happened. And finally, he just crawled like that with his little knife, making holes.
Yeah.
Up, 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 up. Finally, he reached the bottom. The top. And told the other guy he should just sit down on the sled, even he was going like that. And the guy was a bit scared, but he shouted at me, he should sit on the sled. And And he just walked over there and they were safe. And he thought it was so, he couldn't understand that he just stopped in the middle of nothing.
That's real drama.
Do you want him to tell more scary stories?
Why not? It's exciting.
You want water or?
I'm fine.
It's not a begin there.
Okay, I'll carry on anyway without that.
Okay.
I don't know what's wrong with it. The battery is fine.
Nope.
So I don't know. We'll carry on anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Then that. Give me a dollar when I try on. that I'm not known to sing in the talk with that dog of Hayon. I took him out doing doom, he left to the high time made of cotton. The gun and I have him out that known. At Jerium. Then my him with your congy doctor and no, I got that known in the cotton. In how much did it know to have the lead? I want to go back to the ticket. I left to go to the ground. Pull your one lay down not to get up. I'll either look to the idea of not told who done now. I'll bring a hundred to get told you. He don't go to the idea.
It's up the wing and I get the wind. And the rats are coming at a big one. To begin, I can't do how we get out then. The tower is up there. You know, it's up the wing and I get the rail door. This rail door. I do. Over there, the car I over. This ring. Na another hoyang aku kanu dia tokre dia ma tak tambah tokre dan mat aku tidu dan nak nauring ya baru ikhsak pakai aku dah dah wah dah mahu yang nak pakai ikhsak nanti dia. Dah mahu dah mahu waktu, unik kaya dengan ni mahu, tu binye rukum aku orang, kanu jangan rukum orang ni. Dah mahu apa hehe, dah mahu mahu waktu, dan nak ni ngapai, ikhlasoi kuai yuk, kayu tak dah, dah mahu tu dia ikhlasar tu, kurikud. Turn the swing to get down, and you hung him in the flat.
That's a bit difficult, I think it too. I'm going to try.
Okay.
Once again, well, he still was living in Sierra, but so he. There was somebody from Kentwachu, Bodinfjord, was visiting Sjorbelo, because he's still alone.
Mm.
So when they were going back home to Kentwachu, he was joining them, and to visit the other people in there. And finally, he had been there some while, and when he was going back home to Sjorbelo, his cousin, Hjengwak, he was also young and alone yet. So he followed him, and they were traveling behind this, along the, what do you call it, through the land, making a shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was still visiting, someone was a bit sick, had TB. Because he was sick and coughing blood up, and in the evenings, so this man sent after Kolutengwa, because he wanted to see him. So finally, he went to see this guy who was sick. And finally, this man said, "Oh, you have a new manager for your store up there." Yeah, he said, yeah, but his wife died. And this new man, Uli Alafsen, was from South, and he brought his wife and two small girls. The young one, the youngest one was just a baby, and the mother died, was sick. So he told him, the wife of this manager died. So finally, this man said, "Yeah, she come and get me every night because she wants me to help her to open the door in Siobolo, because she cannot open the door because she wanted to get the baby."
Mm-hmm.
But these people, Kurutengwa was helping the father and a maiden they brought with them, a young woman, to take care of the baby. But the baby was very, very, what do you call it, fussy, and cried all the time. And they tried to hold it, and she just could go very far and like just what do you call it, straighten out. So she could, if you laid her down on the floor, she would just stand there with her legs and with her head just making a, what do you call it, a bow. So much she cried. And he knows that she cried so much, and they were trying to comfort it when she is in her orbit. So this man was telling Kurutengwa, they are there, try to get the baby away from these people who was trying to comfort the baby because it was crying. But these people can't see them, of course.
Mm.
But they were trying to get the baby because the mother, the soul of the mother wants to take it with it. So finally he came back home, and cousin Hyungwa followed him to Siobolo. So then later on he went up to see this family, I mean the man and the maiden and these children. And he was visiting, but he started to feel very uncomfortable, like he was starting to be very scared of nothing. And he got more uncomfortable. So finally he said to these people, "I think I have to go home because I don't feel so good. I might go crazy. I feel very strange, so I have to go home." So the man followed him outside, and he was just standing there and talk a bit, and finally, oh, it was relaxing when he came out. But finally he started to feel scared again, like something would get him. So he had to go home. So he was running home. And it's just like somebody is following after him. So he was so scared. So he just ran into the house, and when he was going through the long entrance, he just said, "Eek!" And the door was locked, and he just closed the door behind him and then come in, making lots of noise. Even his father and the family was asleep, but they didn't hear him at all, and he was so scared. And he tried to make a noise so they could wake up, but they didn't wake up. And he thought it was odd because his father usually wake up by a little noise if he was laid out and trying to be very quiet and coming home. As soon as he opened the door, the father would turn around and look at him. But not that night. He was just very heavy, sound asleep. And Kurutengwa was very scared yet, and he got more scared, so he ran out again the house, walking down to the running down to the, what do you call it, ice foot? Ah, imatum. No namun.
Nee, no, no, kango, hurry, kango,
king, you know.
Kango, ticket, car, dar, no.
Yeah, just before he came down to the ice foot, his feet just stopped and they wouldn't move. He just stopped like he couldn't move at all. Mm-hmm. Just his eyes could move. And he had the house behind him. And he couldn't turn around. He just stopped.
Mm-hmm. Frozen.
Yeah. And finally he could move. Mm-hmm. And he could lift his hands. His feet. Mm. They were like they were glued to the ground, certainly. Mm-hmm. But after some while, and he could move, and he just ran into the house again. And as soon as he got into the house, because he was so scared, that he just took his clothes off very fast and went to this bed. And finally, he could hear somebody was running into the house, toward to the house. And he thought, oh no, it's gonna get me. And the steps was getting closer and closer to the house, and he could hear somebody is coming in. Oh, she's coming in to get me, he thought. So finally he was looking at the door. Oh, it was my cousin. Thank God. My cousin. He saved me. And when the cousin came in and said, oh, I was so scared. And he said, me too. But he didn't tell him how scared he had been. So he was saved. He saved him, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the baby just become very, very quiet and very nice. And there was never a problem with her again. He cannot explain what it is. Yeah. So he cannot explain the what happened, but he thought sometimes maybe this dead woman's spirit wanted to get him because she was scared of to what he had heard about her. But after that, nothing happened more anymore. Things like that. And the baby was happy.
That's where we got up to. That's great. I think this is fantastic. I'm recording this.
Yeah.
I was going to ask where that music was coming from, but now we've got the dog. So
the dogs
to stop because we might have a long
wait,
so we'll carry on.
Come home.
They've been fed.
My rooms are home.
I think we just carry on.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's kind of nice background music.
Yeah.
Just, I want to go to the toilet first.
Okay.
After that, to have a new acting war, down in my room, open up your Akingo nuriya khatayo chikiyak tohingo hiyo ngun Dumi. I get hung out, take a woman of Yanni. Them to a carter. In Nedama, in Nedama, he was a good career. Cannot to move me the end of the attire in the kind of home. There, he did the home that never quit a broke drum. Taking a gift, making it to a room. I'm going to come a cartoon to come a night to him. They must have been to get put down. He told me. He's a president, he's a president to come on. Cannot talk, I don't know. I don't know. Men må tage mig at have mig du. Hun har ikke råd, hun har mig uri. Der bliver en sikkert kraft du, og man er. Jeg råd, Put on that to New York to Kunan. Yeah, quite document today. Who looked at the gap? You know, to take any to Mother Mother, who could. You know, how could. Boo you to come out of your quarter. I hope not, he near could I. I hope I'll get over here crying away for an hour. I didn't talk on. I don't need that. I'm not told you. I get a hard on my own. I'm going to go to the doctor. I get a second opportunity. Midora, we had any of what I do. He ain't in it, young. How many of the room? Tamar do connect to? Can I name it? In that room? It door, though, good. How we hack one. Put a hammock chalk. Now, put out a chalk. I smoked it up. хинэгэттэн тиг кин тегэнгэни юуам тиккэмуунну уннуами тупхэма хэ ирам Не ба тана. Идмэ юнгэ дай, идмэ юнгэ дай. Амиэ идмэ пицэрсуангэ чуэрэрнуэ. Мокэ мокэ ахтэрмэ дэрэнгэмаг гэхэннаа юм. Нуриа хамэ дэрэнгэмэ. Аа. Нуриккаа дэрэвэн, нэвэн гэнгэа. Хавэн гэнгэа хаумэ. Абаа яа ээ. Ангэ хүн нэг. Нэн тэмэнэ. Ок туучиуны ок ёгатэрэнгэвэ. Нуриартаа хэннаангэ оёс. Наа гоорнаа. Тэмэвэ. Атрэхник кэдэрнэ. Тэгвэ аутэ. Аутэ яа. Нахиус. Нахиус сиохэдүн нэ аа. Акпуриа хоонни. Уяхохтуунга нахиуссани. Дэгвантаа хэмэ. Уман кэнгэ хахуйнарлуутаамму. Иннэрми хааган хахуттарлуу уттунгуа аққарханг иддэран. Унхэмоқту. Мэкуптуккаттарлуин уктуви хамак уктуви хамак уктуви арнерукки риаттарлуи аммиук э и кави хакунуунэ кэмэ хэккаллуун нингиумэ хамутиннупиаэдгуумэ хамутэ харнерукки укком риаттарлуи тэгобиу айок
Хамутиннуфиа, хамутиннуфиаэрэмнэ. Так. Так кунахиуссахэ къаддэокэк, мутэрнэрпэрнэрлэрпэдэокэк. Да, нэпэкъутрэккэ гэ, уутту, уутуа къарангэ. Юнэрэ. Тикэкъутаанну унатэрнэрэ, унатэрэ. Унатэрэ. Такано нэрнавэрэ путтуиссутэриун. Иккэ къахэннаавэ. Арнагэо бэнгэн дэ. Напаасэнимэ ипаокэ. Пигуэ кюмирэ гу. Игэ тахонгэ дамэ къэвиокнуа. Айо къэмэокаа даанэрэн. Нугъусаанэ путтуамаккаарлутин. Нугъусаанэрэн таавэ. Каппе хоқхоме илэхэмэ. Хукатхамаа хоумэкки идэнгэрутсик. Им иммиккутранг чурусигаар тахмаа таава. Таэ хэуккараакэ хэоннэ кэмэ. Унэ таққахуутсик. Эхэёк, эхэёк тоомэ къивэнгэ тэрдэнэ таа. Аунгэ анаа таауумэ таа. Къыттау, къыттау яңнэ тамауга. Аукъан хурдынэ токанна. Иудэ хэтэ кутсуартуин. Аукъан хэм. Наа уэ къэнэ хэтэ кэтэ тэрэрэ. Кэ дэшэрэ кэхэм кэхэм мэрдэрдэ. Яа къэнэ бэ хэмнэ. Кэшотно, умэнэ ди ханна. Аа, надун наа кэнэ кэтэ. Аа, кэнэ хамна кэяртэмэнэ чук. Умэнэ гэтэ хиннаа юм. Утсаамэнгэ дэгэмэ. Кэтэ тэрэгэ. Аа, гинэ кэшотно. Кэшотно гэтэ тэрэгэ. Эмэ кэдэ. Ингэ нэ дохан мурэ. Ингэ тамаа гэ тэрэгэ ханэ. Аа.
tama hangin dahulu baru kekok dulu ni semua. Kang mak berkhod, kang kau tak berkhod dahulu, kang mak duit tu kekok dulu baru ukur kenyak duit. Kenyuk tak dulu baru. Kamu ini lu nak dah nak nu, nyukunya siap nu. Emaknya takkan aku biru kurang ni, macam, ayo esok kan lu takkan enggan ni, kerja dah aja esok kap dah aja, emang, tua dah siang, imahe baru orang macam tadi orang, esok kahumut. Amma de magikmo uniyaho onido tiddu kingmo dakki kinar magitte do tigit da khanna kiyeni tikimmunga magittaw ne tiqinno khaka khawa na running unika hite dan ma do win umunum diga da tanqtu mano pela hewan, jadi kemarin ni saya nama unik kerja kain kiri ni kuih ter, atau waktu ni saya unik kau mungkin, jadi nama tu mungkin hidup kan, dah si, jadi yang miring nanti, ukiok, mana, orang nak runa mah. Unik kerja kerja tak tama, angkat dari tempat ya, atok duit, angkat dari kerja lagi jangan unik kerja lagi kerja tak tama, yang mesin kata dia, ibu benda tabok, kau sok kerja tak tama, angkat dari kerja dia, kau sok umur ni yang ni rumah kita. Duit dara, duit pekat dara, saya mah pekat. Ayok di uang, kau sok doang di tapang semua. Saya kena, apa dia pun kerja dayu. Buah sekup, temau, tak dukat duduk saya kena teman dengan. Abdaya perlu rayu, ni perhati mana tu? Orang ini kiki aku kurang dengan cipta kerja, kurang dengan pengakuan. The kiki aku pingah hoki abang biar dengan. Pakai muda kita pun pada kita kayak cukik, hanya bukan sun, abad temu, angkat dah kan sun, kan dah kangi cok dia, uktuk kui, tapi kan, dah muda. Tak kau kerap tu, tak kau tak tahu sih kena tak tahu. Kita kening kau yang, nanti nato nukun. Atau tak pun kau tak tahu, kau sudah nak kau tahu. Kau tak tahu, sih kau nak kau. Kau tak mahu kacit temudok tak kerap ni. Mereka berkata kekerawa dengan kikiri hakku yang tak boleh bingung hakju. Ayong nangis pet kasi teman doktor kerawan. Ayong nak tangis cang kasi nais. Tama dah panggil doktor. Yuriah kata doktor kasi yang. Tama ngan.
When he found his wife and got married. It was very fast and very romantic. One spring it was, they heard, he was still in Seoul, staying with his family, his father and his family. So they heard...
What age was he in this one?
He heard somebody was telling that a man, Akhyungwak, was coming to Siorapeluk with his new wife, who was from Upernavik area. Mm-hmm. And he thought, I wonder how she looked like. So they said they might come tomorrow because they've been traveling a bit from Umanak. So he went to sleep and thought, and he dreamt about this woman. He thought, because he had been thinking about how, I wonder how she looked like. So finally when, because he had been out hunting the day before, so he slept in and finally somebody was coming in, and he dreamt about this woman. He thought that morning, and she came in, and he woke up when she came into the house, this new woman. Oh, that's not the woman I've been dreaming about. So it was different one. Oh, she looked like that. So he forgot all about it. So no. Sometime later, he went to Umana from Siorapeluk,
mm-hmm.
Together with somebody, because he was a bachelor. So when somebody is going to from the store or whatever, when they have to go there to get something or to go with the mail, whatever, they always ask him to go with him,
mm-hmm.
because he was free. And one day, the manager of the store, he was asked to come to Umana. And he was invited for something to celebrate. So he asked him to follow him to Umana. And when they came over there, and they were invited in the evening, you have to come and join us for dinner tonight, 7 o'clock, they said. Yeah, so he agreed to come. But there's many other people there, so there were several young people he was very keen to see again. So he forgot all about he was invited for dinner. And finally he remembered, but it was too late to come up there. One of his cousins, he walked up to the hospital, because this cousin told him that there was two young women came from south to Umana. They were curious. The cousin wanted to introduce Kholudengwa to this woman, and she was working at the hospital. And the other young woman was with somebody else as a housekeeper, but they didn't see her yet. So they walked up to the hospital because he couldn't just go to the party after many hours delayed, so he just stayed away. So they were, and this woman was living in the attic to the hospital, so they were trying to get her attention to look out the window by throwing snowballs at the window, but she didn't react. So they went down to another house where his cousin left with her husband. And when they came in, there was another woman there. And he looked at her and said, "Oh, that's the woman I've been dreaming about. That's her." So he was, so I guess that he just said hello or whatever, but he didn't thought about her again. But they went down to the area where the Inuit lived. Mm-hmm. And because one couple was invited to this evening, their house was empty and somebody was living together. His cousin was living there because he was adopted of this couple. So he invited other young people to dance. And then cousin was playing mm-hmm. music. The guy who had been walking around him mm-hmm. with him earlier. So this young girl also came to the place. There was only maybe three girls and many, many young men. So they were, and he started to dance with this young woman he was, he had been dreaming about earlier in his sleep. Finally, the cousin stopped playing because he was playing accordion. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to play it again. Later on, he found out the cousin was jealous of Ihir Akoludengwa because he was dancing with this girl. So they just stopped dancing. And I guess he was walking her home. And they just met. So Koludengwa asked her, Are you engaged? So she said, "No, I'm not." So he said, "Could I marry you?" She said, "It only depends on my father. Her father lives south, and you couldn't just call there, ask him. You have to send a letter, and it would take a long time before the letter came down." So he said, "Okay, ask him, or you can write to him." So she promised she wanted to write to him and ask about if they can get married. So of course it took a long time before that, and I guess that 1 year went before a male came back. So he had been back and forth and seen her here and there when he had been traveling with these people who was kind of a clerk for them. So finally, in very late spring, he had to go to Dundas, Umana, by himself. He wanted to go there. So he was longing for to seeing her, so he left. And when he got there, he doesn't sleep on the way from Siobhaluk to Dundas, because he's so young and he just keep going until he reached the town. So he went there 1.5 days, just keep going. So finally when he came over there by himself, he found out when he met her, that she got a letter from her father, finally, and said, my father agreed that I could marry you. So finally he said, oh, now I have to get the permission from my father. And he lives in Jorvalum. Yeah, back, right back to Jorvalum to ask his father. So when he came home and I came in to the house, and the father woke up, and he could see. So he asked him, did you find a girl? Yeah, he said. Is it the girl from south? Yeah. He said, yeah, I would like to get married with her, so I want to ask if you can give me permission, he said. So the father said, of course, now you are 22, so you get my word for that you can marry her. And suddenly he just left. Because it was spring, when he was getting ready to go back to get married, somebody was giving him little donkeys to bring to Dundas, to Umana. So he just let them, and he put them on the sled. And he just left again alone, very keen to go to Umana to get married. On his way, in between here, he saw a seal on the ice. So he thought, I want to get that seal. So he made a hole in the ice. So he tied the dogs there, so they wouldn't follow him, with his dogs full of little donkeys. I mean, dog sled full of donkeys. And he had got a dog from Kaviyakso, and that dog wasn't very nice, so it would always go to the sled, try to get something. And he just started to walk to the seal and look after and turn around and look at the dogs and see if they behave good. Before he reached the seal, this dog he got from this guy started to go to the slate and try to get the bird. So he had to just forget the seal and run back to his dog slate. And because it was like that, they keep going back and forth like that when he is out hunting. So he wanted to teach the dog. So he started to hit it. And the other dogs, I guess, they got scared because he was hitting in the stock because it was behaving bad. Finally, it started to go, and he had to run to the sled and just sit there. And they just went off very fast because maybe they were scared of him. Finally, his, whip was hanging onto the handle. So he was trying to get that whip. And finally he thought, I'm stopping. So he turned around and could see his dog was going away without him. And somehow the harness went off from slit. But they were all together because their harnesses were all,
mixed up.
Yeah, mixed up with each other. So, and they started to go to Herbert Island. Now he just stopped without dogs, and he was going to his wedding.
Right, yeah.
So he thought, oh no, what am I going to do? He didn't want to turn around. And his sled was full of little donkeys, but he didn't want to turn around. So he started to walk toward the woman with his sled, pushing it. And he was going and going, and he was getting very tired and very hot. So finally he just stopped, and he thought maybe I could get their attention by trying to calling them, and he just shouted and then calling them and shoot in the ear. So he just lay down and wait. He was very tired. Kanok de hivi utsim de sini nera kai.
Kanok de kia hivi utsing ang.
Yeah. So while he was laying down there on the slate, he didn't know how long he had been laying down there, but some quite long time. Finally, he turned around toward the herbaland. Now he could see his dog is coming back. And he didn't want them to stop because he wanted to keep going. So he just pretended that he didn't see them, just keep laying down on the sled. Finally, they came back to him. And he kept going to Omana. Suddenly he came there. And they So the ice was getting bad, and the political play, you couldn't travel on that because it was so late in the spring. So they had to go on another gletscher to go back and forth. So finally, he wanted to get married. So he went to this girl and said, I got permission to marry you from my father too. So they were going to wait to get married on Sunday. But finally, he found out a couple was going to Shiropeluk, and he didn't want to go along with his wife back because it was getting very late and the ice was getting bad. So he thought, I have to marry very fast and even today so we can follow these people, so we can go with these people. So he went to the priest, but the priest was out hunting. And he wanted to go with these people, and they were going that day over the inland ice. So he kept going back and forth where he was staying and the priest house to see if he's back from hunting. Finally, around 11 in the evening, the priest was back. So he went to him, said, if it's possible, can we get married as soon as possible? So because I like to go back before it's getting too late. So the priest said, yeah, of course it's possible. So midnight they got married, and nobody real knew they were gonna get married. Only the few family members knew they were going to get married. So they got married, and this couple was already gone. They were going to Shiropeluk with. So finally they started to go back that night. And on the ice cap they found the couple. They were waiting for them. And they were starting to be bad weather, so they wanted to overnight on the top of the gletscher or inland ice. And stopped. There was a little clear area and the bad weather, so they stopped on that. And they stopped the sled and Kulutengwa, who just got married some hours ago. Mm. He was trying to find a place where they're gonna put the tent up. But when he was trying to do this with his harpoon didn't. Yeah, it went through, and his leg went through. But luckily, his was standing right beside the to this sled, so he just grabbed the handle and hang on to them, and that way he was rescued. And so he said, yeah, my new wife, she almost became a widow.
Yeah, yeah.
The same day she got married. Same night she got married.
What a honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oh, honeymoon.
So the sled handle rescued him. Otherwise, she would just had a blanket over her and sit there if he fell down. And then in the gap up, the inland ice.
They made it back to Siobhan.
Yeah, they made it back to Siobhan. On the way home, they met his father and another hunter getting lots of bearded seals. And suddenly they went back to Siobhan. They got to Siobhan. And there was an ice edge just past Siobhan into the fjord, so they could go in kayak. Day after they got there, it was narwhals. And Koludengwa went out, harpooned one narwhal. When he came into the shore, everybody was celebrating his wedding, eating narwhal, blubber and narwhal meat. So he got married.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So it meant to be that they should be together way back when we started,
mm-hmm.
when he was mentioning his little dream about a girl dancing around in her dress, new dress. And now he found out it was his wife. She did that when she was 12, when he was 15. And he saw her in his dream. And the second time he saw her in dream, in Siobhan, thought it was this new wife to another man. But it was the girl who was gonna, the same girl. And he found her half year later. Rebecca, that was his wife. Yeah.
No,
do you mean?
That's great. Should we stop that?
Yeah. They must get down.